More than 20,000 American troops who were supposed to return to their home bases in Louisiana and Germany this month will have their tours in Iraq extended by at least 3 months. Another 10,000 troops will be kept in Iraq this summer beyond their promised year-long tours. So the total number of American troops in Iraq is likely to remain at more than 130,000 for another 3 months. To determine what American forces in Iraq are up against, I talked with two retired Army generals. Barry McCaffrey is a veteran of the first Gulf War. William Oldham was director of the National Security Agency in the Reagan administration. General Oldham begins.
We destroyed the structure of the old government, so you left a fairly amorphous society there. And what we're witnessing, in my view, is the clerics and insurgent elements are beginning to build organization and structure.
General McCaffrey, what do you feel is the level of support for the United States in Iraq today?
I actually think General Odom's pretty well got it right. I say that as from a perspective of one who strongly supported the president and the administration on going in and taking down this regime at this time. I thought that was the right thing to do. But I think we got in there with a grossly anemic military force. We never defeated the elite elements of the Saddam regime. They walked away with their guns, their money, their leadership intact. We devastated the country with the looting. What destroyed Iraq wasn't the United States Air Force, it was Iraqi looters. Now I think inside the Shia, inside the Sunni, inside the Kurds, they're fighting for their place to represent their own faction. And in addition, this artificial deadline, the transfer to a sovereign government, has them correctly fearful of what will happen in the coming years.
There's another perspective, and that's a strategic perspective. That concerns in whose interest this whole business is. Having torn up things in Iraq, we've really pleased Osama bin Laden. He couldn't have been more pleased.
General McCaffrey, can the Iraqi insurgents simply endure until the U.S. leaves?
Well, how do we build some international legitimacy to the ongoing security and stabilization force, which cannot be seen as a U.S.-dominated effort, has to have Arab partners, has to have some connection to Iran and Turkey and Saudi Arabia and Kuwait. I don't know what you do about Syria, but some cooperation with them also. You got to get some U.N. presence. And more importantly, and you can't open a Safeway store if you started today by 1 July. How do you build a mechanism of government and some leadership that will be interim in nature that safeguards three murderous factions that correctly fear each other? And I think putting together such a conceptual architecture is the real challenge. And the only good thing I see in the short range is Secretary Powell and State will take responsibility for Iraq back from defense. So we may start getting back to negotiation and away from some of the more short-range policies I think we've endorsed.
But the security question, will that take more troops?
We probably have enough troops to regain control of national capital and the lines of communication. But at this point, there are no more troops essentially to send. 8 of 10 Army divisions are in movement into theater or out right now. Essentially, 70% of our combat power has been deployed. We've called up on this deployment, 40% of that deployment is National Guard or Reserve. We're down to 3 to 5 brigades of the Army and Marine Corps in Strategic Reserve, and we are at and beyond our elastic breaking point.
I not only agree with that, let me give you another perspective on the number of troops. Let's take Washington, D.C. Suppose you had 1 or 2 battalions of troops to deal with a city this big. I don't think people have anything like a good sense of the size of Iraq.
All right.
One brigade went up to take Kirkuk. That is bigger than the city of Denver. Had they met any kind of resistance there, they couldn't have handled it. And that's what's happening in Fallujah. What the jungles became in Vietnam, the cities are becoming in Iraq. They're becoming very good places to harbor forces.
Well, if I got it right, they're saying now that the handover of power won't affect troop levels, that indeed, if they need more troops, they'll send more in.
There are no significant reinforcements to send. We have shot the bolt. Yeah. It's over. We can't have the smallest army since 1939 maintain this muscular international presence.
General Odom, do you see similarities to Vietnam? If not, what are the differences?
I see a lot of similarities. first and most important similarity to me, I never thought that our involvement in Vietnam was in our strategic interest. Containing China was a Soviet objective. It seems to me the persons who have the greatest interest in the U.S. being in Iraq are Osama bin Laden, the Iranians, and other radical movements in the Middle East. We've made Iraq now safe for those kinds of movements, and they're breeding them rapidly.
General McCaffrey, you see similarities to Vietnam here?
Well, I don't see any requirement to go back to 1965 and revisit some arguably bad policy decisions to illustrate how we should move ahead in Iraq. It's a very different set of political, military, and economic challenges, so I'm not sure the analogy is useful. But I would agree with General Odom again. If we screw this thing up, the consequences may be 20 years in the passing for our policy in the Middle East and elsewhere in the world. We've got to get this thing right. We've got to build political legitimacy for a continuing presence. UN-led probably would be the answer.
How can the United States declare victory and bring the troops home? Isn't that what people want, and I'm sure a lot of politicians want?
There is one way you might do that. We went in after WMD. We didn't find WMD, so we say, mistake, we're leaving. Let's back out.
Those of us who are not in government are probably a greater latitude to suggest sort of mold-breaking solutions along the lines that General Odom addresses. I share his uneasiness in what's doing. Well, I think there are other legitimate viewpoints on whether this was a war we had to fight at this time. Probably wasn't. We probably did have discretion. We could have waited longer. It doesn't seem impossible to me for us to achieve our eventual purpose if we take some very decisive, strong actions to internationalize our presence, to tell the American people there are resources and blood and patience required to achieve our outcome, and to build some kind of political consensus over the form of a new Iraqi government by, let's say, next summer. So I don't think we've lost it yet. We haven't seen a general rebellion among the Iraqis against our presence. But the coming 90 days, if not done astutely, could surely produce a very bad outcome.
Retired General Barry McCaffrey commanded the 24th Infantry Division during the first Persian Gulf War. He teaches at West Point. Retired Lieutenant General William Oldham is Director of National Security Studies at the Hudson Institute. More of my conversation with the generals is at npr.org.